ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated L'Ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Ches. We're going to start from the end of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara that starts with Shlokais, the din of Bishul Akum. The Gemara says Minani Mili, and Chiyah Rabbi says a pasuk Aichel BaKesef Tashbreini VeChalti Umayim Kesef Titan Li VeShasisi. That they're only allowed to buy eichel dumi the mayim, that the mayim is not nishtana, so the eichel has to be that's not nishtana. So Gemara says, what about chidim v'sayin kloyes? If the word is asked really nishtana, so let's say the guy made kloyes, is that going to be aser? It says chidim v'sayin kloyes is mutter. So Gemara says, kamayim, a mayim shen nishtana mi buyasan, af eichel shen nishtana buyasan, kloyes are called nishtana mi buyasan. The Gemara says, what about if you grind the wheat? The Gemara says, because it's not nishtana through heat, it's not nishtana through fire. But the Gemara says, midi ayde arksiv, elami derabanan across machta ba'almahu. That's what the Gemara says, that the din is derabanan, the pasuk's in asmachta. So Rashi says, that why is it midi derabanan? Rashi says, shloi yisro rogel imay etzlei b'machal v'mishiv v'chlenu david tome. That you should be in the habit of not being rogel with the goyim, because if you eat the foods of the goyim, he might feed you something treif. So therefore, they answered all Bishul Akum. And Taisus in the Rishayim Shtelzach, that Rashi himself in the Mishnah, on the Aflam and Hayim and Beis, that Rashi says, Shlok is called Avash, Bishlai v'cham, Mephilu b'kli tar, v'kula mishum chasnas. And Rashi says, Shlok is al chasnas, v'gzei mishum chasnas, similar to pass in Shemin and Yayin. And here he's saying a different word. Here he's saying, Shemi rogalat sevichlenu davatomei. And Rav Rishaynim say, the Rambam and Tosfos and other Rishaynim say the Tam of Bishul Akum is al Tzchasnas. But what's Pshat in Rashi? Why did Rashi say the Tam is al Tzechelenu Davatame? And in the Mishnah he says it's al Tzchasnas. What's the Pshat? So the Netziv in Emek Shela in Shilta Kuf Hamalef, he learns that Rashi saw there were two Mahalchim in the Gemara. The Gemara that says that Pas is al Tzchasnas, it's a Gemara Mefurish, on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, and then again on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. So then, Avada Shlokas would also be Els Chasnas. He wants to say that when in the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, it says, Gneva Mishmei Derav Amma Kula Mishim Avedis Echavim Gazru Bem, that there Gazru Am Pitam Vishamna Mishim Yenem and Yenem Mishim Neseim, that's Dafka Pas. If you say like the Gemara Lamed Hei Amid Beis, that Pitam is Mishim Chasnas, so then Shlokas could also be Mishum Chasnas. But if Pitam Vishamnam is Mishum Yenam and Yenam is Mishum B'nai Seyam, then Shlokas aren't Bechlal. Al-Kabanim, he sees that Rashi sees the Machlokas, and he says that Rabbi Eichanan that's saying here that you're learning out from an Asmachta, if it's Al-Chasnas, you don't need an Asmachta. You don't need an Asmachta for Chasnas. They didn't have an Asmachta for Yayin and for Shemin and for Pas. If you're having an Asmachta, it must be a different Pshat. It must be the Pshat as Al-Shemi Achlenu Dvarim Tmeim. He wanted to say, the Tziv also says, in Daflam Mechesim and Beis, the Gemara brings the Braisa, Tanarban, and Kafrisim, and Kaputis, and Machtaliyah, and Cham, and Kloyish Shalhem Mutarim. And there it says, that Kloyish Amutar, and Rashi says, because the Loinishtanu. Rashi says all these things, the Loinishtanu Mibriyasan. So the Ran tells us on this, that Rashi holds that even after we say that the Pasuk's in a Smachtat, but you need that it should be Nishtanu Mibriyasan Ayadeya Ar. Because that's the Asmachtat. But the Rambam, Perek Zayin Hilchos Masal Chalos Asuris, says that the reason why Kloyes are mutter is because Eino Mezamnes Chaver El Kloyes. It's like Eino Eil Al Shulchan Malachim, not because it's Loi Nishtanu. So the Tziv says that's why, because Rashi and the Gemara there is going like Rabbi Eichanan. Rabbi Eichanan holds the Tam is not Al Tzchasnus. So Meil there be no din of Eil Al Shulchan Malachim. But he says still you have a different thing. It's Loi Nishtanu, and that's like Rabbi Eichanan that you need Nishtanu. You need this Asmachta. And that's also Tam of Shleye Rogalat Slevi Echel Dvarim Tmeim. Now, Shenkin, we paskin is Altschasnus, and we paskin it Allah Shulchim Lachim, and we paskin the reason why Kloyus is mut is not because it's Loinishtanu, not the Vart. The Vart is because it's ain't Allah Shulchim Lachim. If it be Allah Shulchim Lachim, it will be Asr, even though it's Loinishtanu, it's not a Vart of Nishtanu. That's in its civil learns that there's two Mahalchim in the Gemara. There's the Makar Mayim Chaim on Yeridea, Simon Kofiyud Gimel. And he has a different mahalach. He wants to say, just like Taisus said, we spoke this out earlier on Daf Lamed Vav, that the Gemara says that Shemen is because it's lifasan shal dvarim asurim. That the reason why Shem is also Shmuel said is because you have a mixture of dvarim asurim in it. And what do you mean? L'chayis nice and tam l'fgam. So Taisus says you need two taimim. Shemin is al tzchasnus, and it's also al sifasin shel dvarim asurim together. Chasnus alone, they wouldn't ask it because not shaykh chasnus so much for shemin, it's not the same as yayin. And sifasin shel dvarim asurim alone, you would say nice and tam l'fgam is mutter. Once you have two taimim, that's where they ask it. Combination. So he wants to say that Rashi goes also, you need a combination of taimim. You need the tam of chasnus, and you also need the tam of Shem Yechlein Nidvarim Tumeim. But where did Rashi get it from that you need a combination? Maybe the tam of chasnus alone is enough to aser. So he says, Rashi was bothered. We have in the Gemara, we're going to see soon, a davar shenechel kameishu chai is not bishulakim. If he could eat it raw, then there's no din of bishulakim. And if it's ain't oila shulchem lachem, it's also not bishulakim. And like Rav Yishayin and Paschal, he passed like both of these things the kula. So he said Rashi was bothered. Bishleim oila shulchem lachem, like the Rambam says, because a person doesn't invite someone over if they give him something which is not oila shulchem lachem. So that's a vart of chasnas. Chasnas is you want to prevent the friendliness, the social activity between yidim and gaim. So if it's not oila shulchem lachem, so good, it won't be a problem. You won't be invited over for that. But Nechel Kameishu Chai, what's the word? It's a Chashiv Amaychel. Why should Nechel Kameishu Chai be a criteria B'chlal? So Tarit says, because Nechel Kameishu Chai, you don't have such a Kshash Hashem Echlenu Dov Dvarim Tmeim. It's only something which needs to be cooked, then you have a Kshash Hashem Echlenu Dvarim Tmeim. Something which doesn't need to be cooked, you don't have that Kshash. That's what he wants to Tainu. So that's why Rashi saw they have two Taimim. And you need both Taimim. So David said, "Elo shulchem lachem is the pshat that you don't have the time of chasnas, and nechmei shulchay is the pshat you don't have the time of shem echlenu dvarim tmei." That's what the Makar Mayim Chaim says. Now he brings that the Bach is similar, but the Bach is a little different. The Bach in the beginning of Kuf Yud Bei says like this: He says, "Avada the time is al chasnas, but the smacht of the pasuk is kadesh echlenu davar tmei because." That's the din of Mayim Shloi Nishtanu. That's the smacht of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is not discussing chasnas. The smacht of the Pasuk is being meir on Shema Yechlenu David Tameh. But it doesn't explain. It doesn't sound to me like he's saying you need both Taimim to Aser. It doesn't sound that way. I think the Bach is saying a third thing. We add the Nitziv that says there's two Mahalchim in the Gemara. There's some Amram held as chasnas, some Amram held as Shema Yechlenu David Tameh. And the asmachta is only for Shem Yechlenu Davar Tamei. And Chasnas doesn't need asmachta. That's in Isis Mahalach, a Gvaldig Mahalach. We have the Makar Mayim Chaim's Mahalach that you need both Taimim to Aser. Now the Gemara is Mevuris al Chasnas. So what's the pshat? You need both Taimim to Aser. So Rashi saw it because in Echel Kamayishu Chai. But it's a little bit shvay in the Makar Mayim Chaim. Why punkt in the Mishnah did he only say the time of Chasnas? And here in the Gemara did he only say the time of Shem Yechlenu Davar Tamei? Al-Kabanim, that's his Mahalach. You need both time. And Kain, like what Taisa says, that according to Shmuel, that Shemin is the Fasan Shal Kalim Asurim, it's together with Chasnas. Neither one alone is enough to ask, you need both. The Bach, I think, is saying a third thing. That we bound the Asuring Al Siasmachta the Krah. So even though the Tama Isser is Chasnas, but Vos is the Isser, the Gedera Isser is Shemichlenu Davatame. And in Afkamina, even when it's Shayin Chasnas, but if you don't have Shem Yechlenu Davar Tamei, also would be Mutter. I think that's Mamash the same word that the Rishonim are saying by Yayin. Yayin is Al Chasnas. And yet the Gemara says that Yayin is because it's the Kruvas of Eid Zara. So I spoke about this in the previous shiur, on Afkav Tesla Midbeis. I think according to Kam Rishonim, the chat's like this. Bamison, they wouldn't be guys of the Kruvas of Eid Zara. The reason why they were guys of the Tama Isser is Chasnas. But what were they geyser? They were geyser be chayshish with the kruvas of Eid Zara. Not because they taka were chayshish with the kruvas of Eid Zara. That's not the tam of the takana, but that is the gender of the takana. That is the takana. The takana is be chayshish with the kruvas of Eid Zara. And if you always chayshish with the kruvas of Eid Zara, you answer it because you consider it to be the kruvas of Eid Zara because of the shash of the kruvas of Eid Zara, then you won't come to chasnas. So who are then here? The time of the Isser of Shalkis is Alz Chasnas. But the Gemara is learning it from the Asmachta. And the Bach says the Asmachta doesn't tell you Chasnas. the smachta tells us shem echlem edvarim tmeim. So Teretz says that is gufa the geder iser. The geder iser is b'chayshish that he might be giving you treif of food. Das alein wasn't the tama iser, but that's the geder iser. That is the takana. The tam is aschasus because they were concerned about chasnus. They made a takana that any time you eat cooked food from a guy, you have to be afraid that he might come to eating treif of food. As I v'shteich lebach. So that's the third mahalach Rashi. Not that you need two taimim to aser. The tam is chasnus, but vos is the takana. The takana is shem echelen adavatami. That's the takana they made, but not because they were tak afraid of adavatami. Of course they were afraid of chasnus. Similar to yayin esech, where the tam is chasnus, but the takana they made was to be chayish v'takuvas avodah zara. Now the Rishonim shtels lech on the shayla. What do we need two takanas for? Shlokas and pas. L'chayra that both cooked prepared food, shlokas and pas. What's beyond the two takanas? So Taisa says that shlokas was an earlier takana. Taisa says, what's my raya? Because the Gemara thought it might be deraisa. After a shak levitari, the Gemara says it's derabanan. But there was a sign in the Gemara that it's deraisa. The Gemara could not have thought it's deraisa unless it was exeri kadmainis. If it was exeri from Shammai and Hillel, the Gemara never would have had any shum havim in its deraisa. And more importantly, he says, you don't find by pas and shemen and yayin, the Gemara says minon imili. They knew that these were takonis, mishum chasnas. Here you find the minon imili, vice days it was exerikad minus. Maybe mishum chasnas taka, but it was exerikad minus that the Gemara didn't know exactly what it was. It thought it might be deraisa. And he says that pas is not nichol in shlokas, because pas is baked and shlokas is cooked. And it has to dafka be cooked in order to go right into the gzeir shlok. It's not baked. Baked and cooked is two different things, says Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Taisa's got involved by Erev Tafshilin. Rabbeinu Tam holds you need two things. You need baked food to mat the baking and a cooked food to mat the cooking. Baking and cooking are two separate things, the Altaisis. And that's why when they were mat the pass, they were mat the shlokas. It's two different things. Shlokas is one gzeir, which they never were mat there. Pass is a different gzeir. Pass, they were mat there. That's Taisa's shita, like we spoke about earlier, that there's no issa of pasakum. They will matter it, but not shlokas. But the Ramban and the Ran argue on Taisus. They all that know that be'emesin pas would be nichol and exeria of shlokas. If they were ready guys of shlokas, pas would have had to be nichol. Now, tain it the Ramban, it went the other way. First, they were guys on pas, and there weren't guys on all shlokas. There were guys on pas. Pas is the ikachai nefesh, the ikachir of adas. Pas is what causes chasnas. Later, they made a new gzeirah of shlokas. They extended the gzeirah to all shlokas. But pas and shlokas be say the same gzeirah tainit the Ramban. So I mean, it's a little bit schwer. According to the Ramban, it's be say the same gzeirah. And fakir, the gzeirah of shlokas would include pas. And the said why they split it up into two is only because the pas was the early gzeirah and they weren't yet gzeirah on all shlokas. So what's the pshat when they were mat the pas? They could be mat the pas and not shlokas. We find, you see, on the Ramban, it's a little different than Taisus. Taisus seems told there is no issa of Pasakim. The Yizucha have to say the Pas and Shlokas are due to Fingzeris. But saying in the Ramban holds no. They only will mat the Pas Palter, Pas Balabayis is still also, and only when there's no Palter Yisrael. That's a Shita Sederif in the Ramam, like we spoke in the previous Shira. But still, you don't find a similar Heta by Shlokas. So I'm not 100% sure, according to the Ramban, that Shlokas would include Pas. How could there be matter pass if the issa shlokas is still there? The Ramban is a shtickle mashmah to me that the pshat is that they went bedafkli matter pass because pass was more important. They needed pass more. Shlokas was exeris yachal kaima. Shlokas was pash the brave call. They didn't have to eat the shlokas of the guy. Pass of the guy, and particularly a palta of a guy when there's no palta yisrael, that was difficult. So they were matter specifically that. So in the takana, even though it's a takana, pas and shlokas together, shlokas would include pas, but they made an exception of pas. That's what sounds to me from the lashon of the Ramban. The Ran wants to say that pas and shlokas have two different gedorim. First, he wants to say like this, that shlokas is dafka if the guy went and cooked it. If a yid cooked it, there's no shlokas. Mashenking pas akum tainet the Ran. Pas is put together with yayin and shemen. As long as the pas belonged to the guy, it's also to the yid. So he wants to say a very big chiddush. The Gemara later says the high rift of the shagai v'chacham v'afi Yisrael or shagai Yisrael v'ayfa v'chavim or shagai v'chacham v'afi v'chacham v'asi Yisrael v'chata b'chetuyei shaper dami. that let's say the Yid put the dough into the thing and the guy put the fire in, or the other way, the Yid made the fire and the guy put the dough in, or let's say the guy did both, but the Yid made and stirred the fire and made it should bake quicker. So all these things, the Yid had a hand in the baking, and therefore it's not called that the guy baked it. He said, that's all the heter in the Inyan of Bishul. L'shitase, not like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that pas also has the issur of shlokos. But that would only apply if the pas belongs to the Yid. The pas belongs to the Yid, even when something belongs to Yid, there's an issur of shlokos. That's a Rav Yishayinim hold. Taisus brings a machlokes about it, on the top of Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, he brings the Rabbeinu Avram, that says that shlokos which is cooked in a base Yisrael is mutter, Benetam argues, and that's a Rav Yishayinim paskin. As long as the guy did the cooking, it's aser, even if it belongs to a yid. Zakhtaran, so pas can have either iser. If pas belongs to a yid and a guy cooks it, that's aser als bishlakim. That's als exer of shlokos. There you have the heter, like you have by bishul. If the guy didn't do the full bishul, the yid will lit the fire and the guy cooked it, or the guy cooked whatever it is. The yid was mechate, he was makar of the bishul. But that's only if the pas belongs to the yid. If the pas belongs to the guy, there's an issur of pas akum, and that's why the Mishnah split up the two things. It's two issurim. There's an issur of pas akum, any pas that belongs to a guy, even if the yid bakes. There's an issur of shlokos, any time the guy bakes something, even if it belongs to the yid, and that would apply to pas as well. Abi Tain is the Rambam holds not that way, and that's how he paskin. That even if it belongs to a guy, as long as the yid goes and helps with the baking, and the eifin that it's considered that he helped with the baking, it's mutter. So according to the Rambam, he's bothered. So how could there be two gzeiros? What's pas and shlokos? It should be the same gzeiro. But he says, could be fakert, that by pas, as long as the yid lit up the fire, that's mutter by pas, and by bishul it wouldn't be mutter. And that's why the Mishnah is mechalik into two. And like we'll see a little bit later in this year. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amrav Shmuel Bravitzik Amrav Kol HaNechel Kameishu Chai Ein Bei Mishim Mishulei Avitichav. Something which is nechel kameishu chai, it's eaten, it could be eaten even when it's raw, and they cook it, it doesn't have a din of bishul avikachavim. Besura masnach, that's the way they learned it in surah. These is masnach, if shmui vitzuk amirav, koshin and echel shulchim alachem alafis ba'is ha'pas, ein bay mishim mishul avikachavim. It doesn't go onto the table of kings in order to accompany bread, then there's no bishul akim in that case. My benayu, we give benayu dogim katanim, ardi and daisa, small fish, beets, and cereal. So Rashi and Taisus both learn that the small fish and the wheat and the beets and the cereal, they're all not nechel kameishu uchai. So according to the lashon of surah, it would have bishalakim, because you cannot eat these things raw. But all these things are not oil al shulchan malachim. It's not oil al shulchan malachim. Malachim don't serve the small fish or the beets or the cereal. So Taisus is medayik from there, then why do we give only examples of things that are not nechel kameishu chai, but are not oil al shulchan malachim? Why don't we give examples of things that are nechel kameishu chai and are oil al shulchan malachim? There's surely a lot of examples of things which you could eat them raw and you cook them and they're oil al shulchan malachim. Why do we give three examples, all one-sided, of things that are not nechel kameishu chai and are not oil al shulchan malachim? Zag tais is vaistais, that there's no machlokes the other way. That's for sure. If it's nechel kameishu chai, there's no bishul le'akum, even if it is oil al shulchan malachim. If it's nechel kameishu chai, that's for sure a heter. But in surah they held that was the only criterion. Nechel kameishu chai was the only criterion. You don't need oil al shulchan malachim. And in Pumbedisa they said, besides for the criteria of Nechel Kameishu Chai, which that for sure you need, you also need the criteria of Oil Al Shulchan Malachim. The Mela Taisus Paschal is like both Lakula. Because the Agamaris that say, or Yechanan, that says there's a din of Ein Oil Al Shulchan Malachim, says, even if we, Rav would hold not that way, these are two Mamers, these are two Hashanis and Rav, even if Rav would hold not that way, we still would pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Koshkin, we have a Lush and Rav holds that way. And Nechel Kameishu Chai, everyone holds up that it has to be Ein Nechel Kameishu Chai. As the Taisus holds, the Rambam Paskins that way, Rav Yishein and Paskin that way. The Meisir Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, you could see the Ritva also brings it down. He holds that the Gemara does give both examples. Because he holds that daisa, a wheat-based cereal, is really oil al shochem lachem. The only thing is, it's not nechel, it is nechel kamei shuchai. Because even though in this form it's not nechel kamei shuchai, but you could eat raw wheat. Wheat is not something which has to be cooked, it could be eaten raw. Maybe if it's toasted, kloyes, so maybe stomach could be eaten raw. If it's dried out, you can eat the wheat berries. So mela, wheat is considered nechel kamei shuchai. But nevertheless, it is oil al shulchan malachit. Now, if you learn this way, you could really paskel like both l'shaynis l'chumra. And the Mordechai really brings Rishayn in the paskel like both l'shaynis l'chumra. That in order to be mutter, it would have to have both things. It would have to be that it's nechel kamei shulchai and ein oil al shulchan malachit. The guy's maimony also, in Perikid Zayin alach machal sasuris eis reish, also brings Rishayn in the paskel like both l'shaynis l'chumra. But even according to the Rach, you could paskin like both the Shainis Lakula. The Ramban, though, paskins like the first Lashon. The Ramban paskins that the Ik is Nechel Kamei Shuchai, and you don't need Eilal Shulchan Malachim. And it brings the Raif in the Gemara at the end of the blot, Lamechesim and Beis, Boim name Rabbi Asi, Hani Ahini Shliki Daramoi Mai. You have these tamarim that are cooked, these cooked dates, what's a din? And he says, if they're sweet, of course it's mutter, it's nechel kamei shuchai. If they're bitter, of course it's aser. The question is, what if it's in the middle? And that's the question of nechel kamei shuchai al yidei adchak. We'll speak about it when we get to that gemara. Could be this year, could be in the next year. Bal Kaponim, he's naming on that the dates are not oil al shulchan malachim. So Mela, you see, you don't need oil al shulchan malachim. But the other Rishayim, the Ran, the Ritva, they say it is oil al shulchan malachim. It's not a raya. Similarly, the Ramban Tain is the next Gemara that says, the Gemara says, Amrav Asi Amrav, Dogim Ktanim Meluchim, Ein Ben Mishim Meshulei Evikachavim. Small fish that are salted, they don't have a din of Bishalakim. And why is that? So the Rishayim say, because they're Meluchim. Since they're Meluchim, so Rashi says, Enechalam Emachmas Milchan, like a herring which doesn't need cooking. You salt it, and then you can eat it already while it's not cooked because of the salt. And our Gemara clearly says that Dagim Ketanim is not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. That's one of the three Nafkaminas. Ikuvenayu, Dagim Ketanim are the Vedaisa. So you see that Dagim Ketanim are not Eilal Shulchan Malachim, but still if they're Dagim Ketanim Meluchim, then they're Eimem Mishum Mishul Le'akum, and that's only because they're Meluchim, so they're considered Nechel Kamei Shulchai. Says we don't pass into the oil al shulchan malachim. That's your Ramban's diuk. But the Rambam also passes both ways, the kula, like we said, and still the Rambam, so the Rambam passes, you need oil al shulchan malachim, and still he brings down the din of Dagim Ktanim Meluchim, is aimed by Mishum Mishuleakim, because it's Nachal Machmas Malchan, without Bishul. So the Rishayim say that maybe when they're Meluchim, then there are oil al shulchan malachim. When they're not Meluchim, then they're not oil al shulchan malachim. When they are Meluchim, then they are Eilal Shulchan Malachim. So if they're not Meluchim, they're Mutter because they ain't Eilal Shulchan Malachim. When they're Meluchim, they're Eilal Shulchan Malachim, but then they're Mutter because they're Nechel Kamei Shuchai. Taisus makes a chilah between how big the Dagim are. Dagim that are very Ketanim are ain't Eilal Shulchan Malachim, but if they're Gdailim Ksas, then they are Eilal Shulchan Malachim. There's a Bach that says that Dagim Ketanim means that fish that's supposed to be big, and you catch them when they're small, those fish are not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. But fish that their min is a small fish, they're always small, even when they're full grown, they're small. Those type of dogim ketanim are oilal shulchan malachim. It brings the right, the Gemara in Shabbos says, b'mem ha'anga, y'ma'anga b'minim dogim chashuvim, b'ma'anga b'dogim ketanim, he says. That's what it says. What do you ma'anga Shabbos with dogim ketanim? It sounds like dogim ketanim are very chashuv. That's why the Matkhil Ramban Zeraya, the Dagim Ketanim Meluchim, could be talking about the case where there are Eilal Shulchan Malachim, either because the Meluchim, the Eilal Shulchan Malachim, or the Gdailim Ksas, like Taisus says, or like the Bach says, that we're talking about Dagim that have a Min Dagim Ketanim, and there are Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Now, the Rajma asks Akasha, how could the Rach say that Daisa is Eilal Shulchan Malachim, Lashitasa in the Sugya, that Daisa is an example of Nechel Kamei Shuchai, because Chita Maroyin Lakos, but it's called Eilal Shulchan Malachim. L'chayim, the Gemara said that it has to be Eilal Shulchan Malachim Alafis Bayis Apas. It has to be Eilal Shulchan Malachim to accompany bread. And Daisa doesn't accompany bread. The Gemara in the Darim says, B'avoyi tipshayu da'achla nama b'nama. It doesn't make any sense to eat bread with with cereal. You don't eat bread with cereal. So how could it be oil al shulchan malachim? It's not oil al shulchan malachim al afis bayis apas. Let's make the Rashbam teres abayis. It's bayis shlishi shar shvi. So the Rashbam says he is saying that lafis bayis apas just means that you use it for a suda. Even if the only function in the suda is a lafis bayis apas, that's also called oil al shulchan malachim. But kol shkein daisa, where you make the whole suda out of daisa, that's like the main course of the suda. Kol shkein, that would be called oil al shulchan malachim. So you don't need lafis bayis apas. Lafis bayis apas is the rebusa. You need that should be eaten in the suda. If it's eaten lafis bayis apas, so male, that would make it oil al shulchan malachim. Mashen kain, if that's the ikaras suda, so it also could make it oil al shulchan malachim. Now the Rashbam, like the Shita Sarach, which the Rashbam holds of, that's mukhach, because he holds that dice is called oil al shulchan malachim. The shail is the other rishainim. That learn up the Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, the Ridva, they learn up the Gemara that Dais is not oil al shulchan malachim. So what's the pshat? You could say that a hold of the Rashi is Yisayin. That's how the Rambam's mashma. That you always need lafis bayis apas. Anything which is not lafis bayis apas, that doesn't have a din of bishalakim. But you can learn out that way. You can learn they don't argue on the svara of the Rashi. And in Chanami, they also mask him that the lafis bayis apas means that anything that's eaten for a suda, even if it's not eaten together with pas, that's also considered like lafis bayis apas. Now they hold that daisa b'chlal is not eaten, it's not oil al shulchan malachim, period. The malachim don't eat daisa. Could be there's a taisis earlier, could be a discuss of sheikhar is oil al shulchan malachim. Taisis had a kasha the Gemara before discussed the inyan of sheikhar. Sheikhar is only usher in the place where they sell it, it's not usher in the house. They want to know why isn't it bishalakim. So taisis earlier on that flaman alephim and bays. The Vemaskel of the Tavayim Mishum Chasnus. The Taiz is one Taiz because it's Ein Oila Shulchan Malachim. And he says another Taiz, it's because it's the Tfuah is bottled to the Mayim, just like by Brachas. You don't make a Bracha on the Tfuah, you don't make a Mezainis on it, it's bottled to the Mayim. So within the Gabi Bishalakim is Azai. And maybe that's what the two Terutzim are telling in, that Lechayr the Malachim do drink Sheikhar. Now it could be it's not Lafis Bayis HaPas. Or maybe the other man, the Amma, holds that since it's brought for the Suda, even if it's not lafis bayis apas, that also will be counted as oil al shulchan malachim. Basically, you see, there's another shmuz also. The Rambam says that the Rambam, the Tur, they both say that parperes is also called oil al shulchan malachim. The nusach of the Tur is it's oil al shulchan malachim lafis bayis apas oil le parperes. That's also the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam also, in Halach Yitches, Perek Zayin Halach Yitches, is Peilim Vafunim Vahadashim Mekeitzibem, Shesholken Eisim Magayin Emoichen Eisim, beans and lentils, and peas and things like that. He says, Emakim Sh'olim HaShulchem Malachem Mishum Parperes. So you see, clearly that Oil HaShulchem Malachem Mishum Parperes is also considered Oil HaShulchem Malachem. The same thing he says, the Gemara is Mavur Lechagavim are called Oil HaShulchem Malachem, because the Gemara says if a guy goes and sets fire to an agam, all the chagavim are going to be asr, but the Gemara says only when he has kavana to cook them. If he's just sending fire not to cook them, he's no kavana to cook them, so then it's mutter. But you see, there is an issue of bishal akam by chagavim, and the Rambam Moses says, b'makam sh'olim ha'shulchan malachim mishum parperes. So the Prichadish is bothered. He says, the Gemara says, you need lafis bayis apas. Where do you get this din of parperes from? It says, even the Rashba that says that doesn't apply to Daisa, because as Daisa is the Iker of the Suda. It's Bom B'Tayris Machal, so even if it's not Asr, Lafis Bayim HaPas, it would be Asr. But if it's not really coming for the Suda, it's just coming as a Parperis. So where do we get that it's Asr? So the Prichadish says that Parperis, what the Rambam means, and I think he holds the Torah also saying this, is a side dish. Doesn't mean a dessert or a snack food. That's not what it means. It means a side dish. So you need lafis bayis apas. You need it to be served as a meal. But a parperes means is you have the main course and you have the side dish. The pailim, the afunim, the adashim, and the chagavim, and these things, they're not going to be a main course. Zakti Rambam, they'll be a side dish. But that's also considered part of the suda. But zakti prichadish, but a dessert, kinuach suda, what he calls a dessert, that he holds is not considered, it wouldn't be called bishalakim. As I remember, Shteim Mefurish in the Teres Chaim here, B'Kveger brings it in the Shulchan Aruch. Teres Chaim says that that's a minug, that they eat the mirkachas, some sort of a pastry from a guy, because he don't hold it special akum because it's dessert. It's not for the suda. Chassam Sofer is Kedushim in Yeridei says this. Kama achreinam amadayik. This thing of oilah shulchem alachem alafis bayisapas means for a suda. You could say like the Rashba that you don't need dafka to be eaten with pas as long as it's eaten as a suda. And that it says parperis, bichadish also means for the suda. It means for a side dish in the suda. But the dessert, that's not part of the suda. For a snack food, these things wouldn't be called el al shulchem alachem. But the Chachmas Adam paskins, and even thumbing for dessert, for kinuach suda, the Chachmas Adam paskins, is considered el al shulchem alachem and has the din of bishalakum. And Emerson, they have a first in the Ritva'i Finart that Kinuach Suda is called Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Because like we mentioned earlier, the Ramban brought a raya that we don't paskin Eilal Shulchan Malachim from the Tamari. That the Gemara says that the Tamarim, if they're sweet Tamarim, then they're certainly mutter, because they're Nechel Kamei Shuchai. If they're bitter Tamarim, they're certainly also, because they're not Nechel Kamei Shuchai. The Shal is, what if they're in the middle? So the Ramban says that Avad the Tamarim are not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. And the Ritva says they are Eilal Shulchan Malachim Zok the Ritva the Kinuach Suda. So the Ritva sounds like he holds that a dessert would be called Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Pritayer also argues on the Prichadash in this Prat. So it is a Machlekes HaPeskim, Vitzarechi in Ladina. I thought maybe like this also, that the Ran, the Gemara in Amud Bey says that Kloya is a Mutter. When you toast wheat, it's Mutter. And the Ran first says, like Rashi says, because you need nishtana mibriyasa. They're not nishtana mibriyasa. There's no essential change from the way they look. But then he brings the Rambam, because it's not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. The Rambam says that kloyis shagayim mitarim legozleim she'en al demizamin chaveri al kloyis. You don't invite your friend over for kloyis. So the Beis Yosef writes, after he writes the Rambam, val piat varam elu nogu hedu bafunim kluyim shekulim agayim lepikpik adam aleyim. That's why they were mat the heter in roasted beans. And that's how the Shulchan, that's how the Ramah Paskins. Ramah Paskins, like this Beis Yosef, that roasted beans is mutter. So he seems to be tail of the heter of roasted beans in the Machlekist, whether Kloy is Eil al Shulchan Malachim or not. And the Chayef, it's a shail of Kloy is Eil al Shulchan Malachim is man chazal. So let's see the Metzias, if the Afunim Kliyim Eil al Shulchan Malachim is man hazeh. What's the Beis Yosef being tail of the roasted beans, Afunim Kliyim, in the Kloyis that they're discussing with Man Chazal? It's not exactly the same Eichel, and Avad, it's totally in what's doing in this particular time and place. So I think Kubi Beis Yosef saw that Machloikis as a Machloikis if snack food is called Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Do you need a meal? Like the Prichadish and the Teres Chayim, the Chsem Sefer, Bikivega, they need a meal. Because Kloyis Malachim eat, but they just don't eat it as a meal. So that's why you don't invite your friend over for it. So that's why he's saying, Afunim Kluim, he also understood, it's not a meal, it's a snack food. And that's why he says it's mutter, and that's the psak of the Ramah. Abeladin, it's Arachian. See, there's also another shmuz, which I didn't see discussed in the Paiskim, Klal u'Klal. But it's discussed a lot by the Paiskim and the Kashrus agencies, Bizman Azeh. What does it mean, Eilal Shulchan Malachim? Does that mean that Malachim eat it? That's what we discussed, they have to eat it as a meal. Is it good enough for dessert? Is it good enough for a snack? But the insight is this on the Malachim's diet? Or does it have to be dafka shulchan Malachim means a formal dinner, a state dinner? For what the Malachim eat it for their own personal meal, what they eat for breakfast, that's not called Eilal Shulchan Malachim. I saw gebrach that the Chazanish held that sardines are considered Eilal Shulchan Malachim, even though they wouldn't serve it at a state dinner, because the Malachim would eat it for breakfast. See, 100 years ago, they didn't really have the amount of processed foods that we have, but sardines was something which was a popular thing in those days, and this was the Shaila. The sardines called Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Some say the Divrei Chaim from Tzanz used to eat sardines, but the Soma Machashit is a Sefer Divrei Yecheskel from Shinova, HaChadash, Amit Kuf Tzadikei. He says he never ate sardines, and forget he had a problem with Bishul Akum, and Rav Ozna had said that he told the Chazanish that he read in a biography of Bikvega, Bikvega used to eat sardines. And the Chazanish said, Chas v'sholem, it's Osir, Avadi didn't eat the sardines. And the Sefer Levush Chush HaLashuz Levush HaMordchai, in the last Chelek, Simakuf Memches, that said that there were Goyim and Tzadikim that ate sardines. But l'chayra, the shmuz about sardines, that's the shmuz l'chayra. That there are things that malachim would eat when they're eating privately, their own breakfast and lunch, they would eat sardines. But Hashem to serve it at a fancy dinner, they wouldn't. That sounds like the Chazon Ish, and Rabbi Yashiv, and Rav Azna. They all named on that as long as the malachim eat it, that's called El Al Shulchan Malachim. And we'll go into also the shmuz. If they eat it as a snack, maybe not enough. Could they have to eat it as a meal? But the pshat is, it's not said to be served at a formal dinner. Now, Shang and the Mekilim, could be they held that it has to be served at a formal dinner. That's what the Kashrus agencies today, Neman, that even if Malachim would eat it, but if they wouldn't be served at a formal dinner, it's not called Bishalachim. The Shal's, where does that come from? There's also another heter from the Malamed Lahayil, and also the Birki Yosef even brings it in Simon Kufya Beis of Kandes. He brings it from the Maritats. That could be a factory, has it in like a palter. So maybe Bishalachim is only when it's cooked in a household. Then you have a din of bishalakim, mashenkim, when it's cooked in a factory, that is din of a palter, just like pas palter is mutter by a guy when you don't have pas palter Yisrael, who a din, a factory cooking something, would have that same din like palter. But the Birki Yosef argues, and the stimus of paiskim is mashman, that pas palter is only din by pas, but bishalakim you don't have this hetter. And now let's see another sugya in bishalakim. The Gemara Vaita, down the Amud. Amr Avida Meshmul and Yichis Shal Basra Al Gabi Gecholim. If let's say a Yid put meat on coals, Ubavicham Vahafach Bay Mutter, and a guy came and turned over the meat and ate it in the cooking of the meat, it's Mutter, it's not called Bishalakam. So the Gemara says, Hechidam, Ilayim Adilay Hafach Ba, have a Bashal, even if he would not have turned it over, it would have cooked Pshita. So he didn't do anything, it would have cooked without him. If you're going to say without him turning it over, wouldn't have cooked altogether, my mutter. That's mamish bishalakim because he needed him for the cooking. Without him turning it over, it would have taken 2 hours to cook. Now with him turning it over, it takes 1 hour to cook. Mao de tema kuve bishal milsi kamash mullah. Are you going to say that Kruvei Bishol, making it cook quicker is something? Kamash Malon, that you don't have a problem if they made it cook quicker. So Gemara says, V'omer av asir mebechon koshu kumachol ben jisoy ein ben bishum mishul evikachavim. If it's already cooked by a yid, kumachol ben jisoy, then there's no bishul evikachavim. Ha'ena kumachol ben jisoy, but if it's not cooked, kumachol ben jisoy, yeshim mishum mishul evikachavim. It sounds like a guy, whatever it is, even though Even if it's cooked partially, so come to say it's already on the fire. So how does it get bishulev gechavim when it's not kamachal b'jisoy? It must be because the guy is hafachba and making it cook quicker. So Nemara says, "Awesome, going to asay b'silta v'shaklev gechavim v'aseh b'tanura." That's talking about you cooked it kamachal b'jisoy and then you took it off and you put it in a basket, and now the guy goes and cooks it totally. So in that case, if it's kamachal ben jisoy, it is no bishul. But if it's not kamachal ben jisoy, so the guy is a total cook here. Even though the yid cooked it, not kamachal ben jisoy, but that's not called cooked. So the guy did the entire bishul here. Ad gan the Gemara. Then the Gemara brings the brayso, also bring the raya to this. And then the Gemara asks, "Nu shayla, yiboyelu, iniyachay v'kachavim, v'hafach ishoma." What if the din is that the guy started the cooking? And then it would have cooked for 2 hours. And then the yid was hafach, and he made a cook in 1 hour. Is that okay? Amar of Nachem Beitzah kavachaymer. Gomer b'yan evigachavim mutter. Gomer b'yan yisrael lekol shekain. If a guy finishes it and still mutter, so kol shekain. If the yid finishes it, still mutter. So the Rishonim are bothered by a kasha, two kashas. First, they ask the kasha. The Gemara says that kruvei bishul is lav milsehi. That's why when the guy is hafach, but it does not. It does not answer it. So, fragmentary shaynim. Normally, we find that the kruvei is a milsa. Let's say, I assume they mean, let's say, lagabe hilcha Shabbos. If someone is, if it's a pot on the fire, and it's going to cook in 2 hours, and someone goes and makes a cook in 1 hour, savadi zayvich is a bishul. Or maybe lagabe mazik. Let's say someone makes it that it should be mazik quicker. He does a finishing job. Then he's chayv mishum mazik. So all in kolater kula the kruve is the maisa. So why over here do we say that kruve bishul lav milsehi? That's one kasha. And the second kasha is that what does the Gemara mean that by Gomer beyond Yisrael, if Gomer beyond Goy is Mutter, so Koshin Gomer beyond Yisrael? L'charif HaKeret. If Gomer beyond Goy is Mutter, so what are we saying? So who's the Mevashel? The Yid put it on the fire. The Goy was Hafach. Who's considered the Mevashel? Gomer beyond Goy is Mutter, that means the Yid is considered Mevashel. The Maskel is considered the Mevashel. So Oy Bazoy, HaKeret, if the Goy does it, and the Yid is Hafach Ba, so then the guy should be called a Mevashel. What's the pshat in the Gemara? If you see the guy finishes his mutter, koshkin if the yid finishes it. If you see when the guy finishes mutter, vayishleis the Mevashel is the starter. So when the yid finishes it, so the guy is the starter. So the guy should be aser. What's the pshat? So I'm going to be shining the Ridva, the Ramban, the Ran. Pshat's like this. Avad b'chol atayir kruvei bishul emilsi. Avad he's the Mevashel. The Gemara is saying over here is a special kula. By Bishalakim, a special kulin at the Kruvei Bishul is Lan Vilsi. Since the Yid started, even though really the guy is the Ikum of Ashel, but since the Yid started it, and it would have cooked without the guy was only Kruvei Bishula, so even though Be'etzim, he would be called him of Ashel, but by Bishalakim, we say no, it would have been cooked without him, he's not called him of Ashel. Zay Bezay, Koshkein, when you have the Gomer beyond Yisrael, who is the Ikum of Ashel, so Koshkein it's Mutter. Really, the Ikum of Ashel is the Kruve, the one that did it. And you see that Lagabi Bishal Akam Umeko, that the Kruve is not considered a Mevashel to Aser. So Koshkin, the Maskel, is not the Ikum of Ashel, it was to be Mekel, with Mekel either way, as long as Yisrael was a Shutif here, whether at the Eschol or at the Gemar, it's Mutter. So now, the Rishonim discuss another case. The Gemar is Mavur, that if a Yid goes and cooks a Kamachel Bajusai, and he puts it besolte, let's say, and a guy goes and finishes it off, it's mutter. Even if he put it besolte, that's a chiddush, even though the rest of the bishul is completely from the guy, it's still mutter. What if a ket? What if a guy cooks a kamachal bajusoi, and then a yid comes and finishes it off? What's it in this case? So the Rosh brings down Rabbeinu Chananel. That says, since you see that when a Yid cooks a Kamachal Bajusai, there's no longer any din of Bishalakim afterwards, Vaistais, the definition of Bishal Agabi Bishalakim is Machal Bajusai. That's where it starts. That's what it is. That's why, when the Yid already cooks a Kamachal Bajusai, so it's the Yid that cooked it, and what the guy did afterwards is not called Bishal. So I was Eifakert, when the guy cooks a Kamachal Bajusai, so then it'll be Aser, because he did the Bishal. Thus, Tainit Rabbeinu Chananel. Bishul is whoever made a Kamachal Bajusai. If the Yid made a Kamachal Bajusai, even if he did it b'shutvus of a guy, like the Yid put it on and the guy was Hibbech, or the guy put it on and the Yid was Hibbech, but the pshat is the Yid was involved to make it Machal Bajusai, then it's Mutter. But if the guy made a Kamachal Bajusai, then it's Aser, because that's the cooking is Kamachal Bajusai. Zakhtar Rosh, he doesn't understand the Raya. Just like we say Lagabe Hipach, when there's a maskel and a geimer, and we say, it says when the yid is maskel and the guy is geimer, we say it's mutter. But then the Gemara says that when the guy is maskel and the yid is geimer, koshkein is mutter. And we don't make this cheshbon that if we see that when the yid is maskel and the guy is geimer, it's mutter. Vaistais, the maskel is the mevashel. So I bezai, when the guy is maskel and the yin is geimer, it should be aser. We don't say that. We say koshkein is mutter. Vaistais, we go to kula either way. So why can't we say the same thing with machal bajusai? We see from the Gemara, when the yin does kamachal bajusai, the guy does the rest, it's mutter. So who says that fakert, when the guy does kamachal bajusai and the yin does the rest, it's aser? Maybe that case is also mutter. As long as some of the bishul was done by the yid. So that's the shita sarash. The shita sarash is that it's mutter either way. If the yid does a kamachal b'jusai, that the Gemara says it's mutter. Who would then, if the guy does kamachal b'jusai, but the yid finishes it, that's also mutter. Both cases are mutter. But a lot of Rishonim don't like the Rach. So the stiplish tells us, what's the pshat in the Rach? Why does the Rach hold? Why does he not like the Rush? Why does the Rach hold its araya? From the fact that since you see when the yid does a kamacha but you say it's mutter, that tells you when a guy does a kamacha but you say it's aser. The rush is tiny good. You see from the Gemara that even though when the guy finishes it's mutter, when the yid finishes it, we mar says koshken it's mutter. So here also, even though when the Yid does it, Kamacha ben Josiah, it's mutter, and the guy does the rest, it's mutter. So the other way, Kabikoshken, it's mutter. What's the pshat in the Rach? Chazak the snipe like a shmakisvar. He says, if you have two people being mishtatif in one pa'ula, there's a pa'ula getting it cooked. Cooked means getting it to a stage where it's considered mevushal. Machal v'jusay. The yid starts it, the guy ends it, it's mutter. Why? Because the yid also has a shaykhis here. The yid's a shutif. Kol shkein, if the guy starts it and the yid ends it, the yid's even a more dominant shutif. Kol shkein, it's mutter. But it's in one bishul which is done by two people. As long as the yid's involved, it's mutter. But in the case where one person did kamachal v'jusay, and then put it besilta, like the Gemara says, and someone else did the rest. Hal derach, it's not mistarbet to say that both of them did the bishul. The question is, what's the bishul? Where is the bishul? Where each stage was done completely by one of them. The yid did till machav ha-jusay, the guy did the rest. So if you're going to say that when you cook it after machav ha-jusay, that's considered bishul, so Oibazai, that bishul the guy did totally. The yid did kamachav ha-jusay, but the guy went and did the rest of the bishul totally. If that's considered bishul, so that the guy did totally. Elamai, you're saying that's mutter is because that's not bishul. Bishul is making it from non-machav ha-jusay to machav ha-jusay. The yid does that, so the yid did the whole bishul. So Oibazai, when the guy did that, so the guy did the whole bishul. By the case where the yid put it on the fire and the guy finished it, or the guy put it on the fire and the yid finished it. So there the bishul was done through both. There the Gemara says, he is saying, we go lakula. It doesn't matter who did which part. As long as they were both involved in the bishul, it's mutter. But here, the stage, the question is, which stage is called bishul? That is mistaber to say that if you're going to tell me that when you cook it, kamachal b'jasai, it's called bishul, Vaharai, if it's not called bishul, just like the Gemara says, if the yid did not do kamachal bar jesai, and then he put it besilta, and the guy went and finished it, so it's aser, even though the yid did the beginning. Because since what the yid did wasn't bishul, so the guy did the entire bishul. The yid did something not kamachal bar jesai, he put it besilta, this thing is not mevushal, now the guy went and self and made it entirely mevushal. So that's aser, because the guy did the whole bishul. And if it's kamachal v'jusay, then it's mutter, because we say it was already mevushal. So kumtais v'aistais is saying that it becomes mevushal at machal v'jusay. So if the guy did the bishul kamachal v'jusay alone, without any help, avad it's going to be aser. It's not daimed to the Gemara where two people did the bishul together. That's what the stipla says, pshat in the rach. Then the stipla says another aser. The stipla says that the Rosh L'Chayr should have said another taina against the Rach. The Rosh's taina against the Rach is, you can't prove to me from the fact that when the Yid does kamachal bar jesai, it's mutter, that oy bezai, kumdeis are calling that bishul, savaisis, when the guy does kamachal bar jesai, it has to be aser. Because when the Yid does kamachal bar jesai, it's mutter, you're calling that bishul, so when the guy does kamachal bar jesai, it has to be aser. You can't say that, because maybe it's lakula, you go lakula either way. When the yid does kamachal v'jusay, it's mutter because the yid did that. And when the yid does the rest, it's mutter because the yid did the rest. He said, l'chay, the Rosh is a better taina on the Rach. The Rosh l'shitasay. Because the Rosh wanted to prove that we hold of nechel kameishu chai, as well as oil al shulcha malachim. We spoke about this earlier in the shir. But one of the Rosh's rayas are, because since the Gemara says, kol shu kamachal v'jusay, eimim mishun bishlevik chavim, kol shke nechel kameishu chai. So this fact that kol shu kamachal b'jusay lesser mishum b'shulei avikachavim in them state that kol shkei nechel kamei shuchai. So tainet the stipula. So oibazay the Rosh Tam could say on the Rach. Maybe l'oil machal b'jusay is not considered bishul legabei bishulakum. But you know why when the yid does a kamachal b'jusay and then the guy does it, it's mutter. Because since it's edible by machal b'jusay, it's not mevushal, but it's edible. So, like the Rosh says, it has the same gedder of nechel kamei shuchai. Just like an apple. It's not mevushal, but it's edible. So memela, there's no bishalakum. So kamachal b'jusay, maybe it's not gonna be mevushal, but it's edible. And memela, that's why there's no bishalai v'kechavim. But stam, what's the Rach's raya? The Rach says if a guy makes, if a yid makes the kamacha bar jesoi, and that's mutter, so vaistais, kamacha bar jesoi is already mavushal, maybe not. Kamacha bar jesoi is edible, that's what is no bishul, that's what is no bishul akum. But lailam bishul means you have to make it fully mavushal. And Sarachini says, what's pshat in the Rosh? If the Rosh tells su, machal bar jesoi, v'nechal kamay shuchai, why can't there be a taina on the Rach? And the Rach alone, Zuck the Stipler, maybe held the Machel but you say he's not considered edible. We have a Shaila bed, Nechel Alidei Atchak, is that called edible? Maybe the Rach holds it's not edible, it's only Nechel Alidei Atchak. But for the Rosh, he's bothered. So I wanted to tie in a Pshan in the Rosh, and also to answer up, why did the Rosh hold it was a Raya? Why did the Rosh hold this Stipler's Chilik, that when the two people are Meshutif in the same Pu'ula, then you go Lakula. Mashenka, when it's two different pu'ulas, so Imanavshach, one of them has to be a bishul, and the other one's not a bishul, like the disciple says. Why didn't the Rosh hold that way? So I think maybe the Machlekes Rach and Rosh is that the Rach holds the bishul goes in asers. The bishul asers. So then it's very mistabra. Once you say that the bishul, machal b'jisoy, is called bishul, so when the guy cooks a kamachal b'jisoy, then asses. You have a bishul in the food, then asses. Even if the yisrael is now going to be mevashal it more, even if it's called a bishul more, but you already have the bishul of the guy, then asses. Now, Shengen, the Rosh holds, it's not the pshat that the bishul goes and asses the cheftza. Now, if the final product, you have to look at the final shlokas, the final meichel that you have, what is the bishul of this meichel? So we have the mashal, the shayla, when a guy, yid started it, and a guy was hafach, or a guy started, yid was hafach, and we say, who is the mavashal? We say both of them, but it's mutter. So now the question is, you have a prada, it's fully cooked. Who is mavashal it? Both are mavashal it. And a chinami, if you wanted to eat it when it was kamachal but jesoi, when the guy was mavashal kamachal but jesoi, and you want to eat it now, lekulian will be asr. But hide that the yid was mavashal it also, so the final product with all its bishul, you have to look, what's the bishul of this item? Was it a Yiddish bishul or a Gayish bishul? The Terry says it's both. The Mamel, it's mutter. So Ay Bazay, if that's true, that's how we're learning up shot. So how come when the Yid was Mavasha less than Machal Bar Jusoy, why don't you say that the Yid was also Mishtatif in the bishul and therefore it should be mutter? When the yid did less than machal b'jusoy and put it besilta, like the Gemara says, and the guy did the rest, what's the pshat that that's aser? The yid was mishatif here. The yid did the first part of the bishul less than machal b'jusoy, but the yid was a shutfis in the qualities of the bishul. Zagich, because you could look at just the bishul of the chayfitz that was there once it's after machal, but once the yid's finished the bishul, that's also a chayfitz. And that chayfetz, that partially cooked chayfetz, was now cooked entirely by a guy. So that's what the Rosh is saying. If there was no din of nechel kamayshu chay, if let's say a guy cooks an apple, and that would be a din of bishul akum, so who would din if a guy cooks a partially cooked chayfetz? So you don't look at the chayfetz from the beginning and say, who made the bishul on this entire chayfetz from the beginning? You could look at the chayfetz from when the guy started. And who made a bishul on that chayfetz when the guy started? The guy did the entire bishul. But once you have a din of nechel kamei shuchai, so then you have to go back, because the bishul from after machal but yisrael doesn't count. So you have to go back to who made a bishul on this chayfetz from the beginning. So there the Rosh holds like this. If the yid did the bishul till machal but yisrael, so kumtai's part of the bishul of this chayfetz was from the yid, because the guy's, what the chayfetz that the guy started with was nechel kamei shuchai. The chayfetz from the beginning was partially done by a yid, so mele it's mutter. And I bezei who and then, when the guy started it and the yid finished it, so the chayfetz that I'm eating, part of its bishul was done by a yid, it's also mutter. That's the Rosh. The Rach holds, no. There's a thing called bishul. Whoever shaf said bishul asses the chayfetz. The bishul asses the chayfetz. So the bishul means making it into machal but jesoi. That's what asses the chayfetz. The yid does it, it's mutter. The guy does it, it's aser. Period. Now Shank and the Rosh holds, no. You have to look at the chayfetz and see where the bishul of this chayfetz come from. If the yid did part of it, either the beginning or the end, it's both of its mutter. If the yid did less than machal but jesoi, so then you don't have to look at the chayfetz from the beginning. You could look at the chayfetz from when the guy started it. The bishul of the chayfetz, the one that the guy started with, that bishul was done totally by a guy. So then it's aser. But if the yid did kamachal b'chusay, so you can't look at the chayfetz just when the guy started, because it was nechel then. So anything that was nechel k'mayishu chay doesn't have bishul akum. So memela, you have to look at the entire thing, and the yid also provided bishul of the entire thing. That's my alumnus to understand the rush. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Amra avina hilchasa, hai rifta de shagre v'cham v'afi Yisrael, inami shagre Yisrael v'ofai v'kachavim. If, let's say, the guy lit up the oven and the yid put in the bread, or the yid lit up the oven and the guy put in the bread, inami shagre v'cham v'afai v'kachavim. The guy did both. V'asi Yisrael v'chata b'chituye, and the yid came and mixed up the flames a little bit. Shapir dami, it's mutter. So the Rishonim discuss, Taisus already discusses it. Taisus says the sugyas mashma, that this heter of the yid mixing the flames is the pshat that he's being makar of the bishul. So even though the guy is doing everything, he's putting in the fire, he's putting in the bread, but the yid's being makar of the bishul through being chata b'chituye, that's mutter. So he says, Ibazai, just throwing in a splinter, throwing in a small piece of wood, that's not being makar of the bishul. So he says, that should be also lefi the Gemara. But he said, there is a sefer vices that the Rishonim had about Dvarim Shebein Ben Bavel of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. The Rush quotes it, the Ramban quotes it, they all quote this sefer that says that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael did not use a kisim, the Ben Bavel did use a kisim. That's what they're being seimachan, they're being seimachan the Bnei Bavel, that they use the kisim, but the Gemara is mashma not that way. And the Rishonim argue about it. The Rambam also says the heter of a kisim. But many Rishonim here, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridva, the Ran, they hold, there's no heter of kisim. They hold, the Rosh also is very mefakfik on it. There's no heter of kisim. The kisim's not really doing anything. It would be cooked without the kisim. So who says there's any heter of kisim? It's a big shiloh. Lamaisin and Minig was to be matter of kisim. That's what Taisus says, that's what the Rambam says, but Kamri Shayim don't hold that way. The Ramban says he would think of a different heter, that the yid should supply the initial fire. In other words, the yid should put in fire into the oven, even though he's not doing the hesek of the oven, but he should strike the match and light the initial kindling of the oven, and then the entire fire will be considered his fire, because he was the one who brought the fire mitchila. But the Ran holds fakert. The Ran holds that zikha doesn't work. The Ram brings the Raya from the Gemara earlier, and the Gemara says earlier, by Niach Yisrael Basel Gabi Kecholim, the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, Ilema, if the guy was not Hafach, it would have been cooked Pshita, that it's Mutter. Elalav Dile Hapach Laavi Basel Amai Mutter Bishul Shevacham Ninu. So here's a case where the Yid brought coals, and he brought the meat, he put the meat on the coals, but it wouldn't cook from that alone. You needed the guy to go and be Hapach to make it cook. And the Gemara says that that's Aser. That's called Bishul Akum, because since the Yid did the Maisa before the cooking, and the guy turned his Maisa into the cooking, that's Mamish Bishul Akum. So that's what he holds. If the Yid brings the initial fire, but that fire couldn't cook anything, that would be Aser. He says, a kisim is a little better. A kisim is that you're helping out the fire while it's baking. So you're a shutif in the baking. But if you bring the initial fire, which couldn't do anything alone, and everything, nothing would have been done with that fire alone, not even a little bit, even though it was your fire that he took and he made it into a big fire, but that would mamash be bishul akum. That's a machlekes Ramban and Ran. Another machlekes in the Rishonim is that kama Rishonim say eifenart, that this din, that if the yid makes the fire and the guy does the baking, or if the yid's mechat in the fire, is mutter, that's dafka by pasakum. Pass is a special kula. Mashenkin by Bishalakum, making the fire does nothing. If the yid makes the fire and the guy brings in the pat, it's aser. It's dafka by pass that it's mutter. And if you learn that way, you'll have to learn, and this is how the Rif and the Rambam learned, that when it says that the guy was hapach, by the case of the basal gabi gechol, and that's talking about Bishalakum, not pasakum, hapach doesn't mean hapach in the flame. Hafach means hafach in the meat. But the flame, even if the yid makes the flame, it's just as much bishul akum. By pas akum, there's a heter of the yid making a flame. By Bishul Akam, it doesn't exist such a heter. But the Ramah brings Rishayna that hold that the heter applies to Bishul Akam as well. And it's Taka Machlekes Mechabin Ramah. So Halacha L'maisa, by Bishul Akam, the Hsherim, a Mekel, by the Yid making a flame, the Yid turns on the oven, or the Yid makes the pilot light, that's like Ashlachas Kisem. Or some Mekel with a glow bar, that they add some heat, it's supplied like a Kisem. But that's all like the Ramah that holds that these same dinim, legabe pas, that the yid makes the fire, and whatever that includes, apply to Bishul as well. But like the Mechaber, it doesn't apply to Bishul. So the Svardim HaMachmer, in order for not to be Bishul Akum, for the Svardim, the yid has to actually put the food on the fire. It's not enough if he makes the fire.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.